The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning brief. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Well, it's Christmas time again. Decorations are hung by the fire. Everybody's singing. All the bells are ringing out. And it's Christmas all over again. Yeah, again.
Tom Petty Christmas right there. You know, so, yeah, no, people say, Tom Petty, Joe, Tom Petty took a shot at you. Oh, and I got something on Twitter. I got to get back. They said, Tom Petty, he said, they said, they're jamming. Jamming me. And they used Eddie and I as an analogy for television. So it says, take back Eddie Murphy, take back Joe Piscopo, meaning don't watch TV. Whatever it was, I just thought it was so cool being in a Tom Petty song. And who co-wrote the song? Frankie Five Burrows.
Bob Dylan.
Boom. Mic drop right there. Say what you want. Bob Dylan, right, co-writing a song with Tom Petty using, and I was so pleased about that. So I really have in a draft of Twitter. I'll get to it. And I'm a little delinquent. So much is going on this morning. So I've kind of missed getting onto social media, and I apologize for that. You know, we're YouTubing, we're Facebooking, and we're here on AM 970. The Answer. It's 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. You can call anytime, 877-970-2999. There is a correction. Frankie Morano wants to stand corrected. Then I'm going to go to the phones.
Yeah. Mike Gallagher, when he was on about 10 minutes ago, repeatedly called Romney McDaniel, the chair of the RNC, Mitt Romney's daughter, when in actuality she is not. She is his niece. Mitt has five sons.
Okay.
So thank you to all the callers and emailers and texters that were eager to correct Mike on that.
Mike's a legend. I'm not going to correct him. So I'll let it go. Rana was good. She was good at the podium. She introduced the president. Very, very good. Very good. And a very nice gal. Had a chance to meet
with her. Well, very interesting. Her uncle Mitt,
very eager
to get into that United States Senate.
He can't. And with the white pants, will you just, Mitt, stop.
Well, so the president was out there in Utah yesterday publicly urging Orrin Hatch to run for re-election next year because Mitt has indicated that if Orrin Hatch doesn't run, then he's running. So clearly Trump doesn't want Mitt anywhere close to the Capitol.
I like Orrin Hatch. Met Orrin Hatch. Hung out with Orrin Hatch. Mitt Romney is no Orrin Hatch. No, but he is.
Well, I think.
Tom Harkin. Let me Tom Harkin, right?
Yeah.
Great guy. Love that guy.
Yeah.
He walked me and he walked Kimberly at a very young age. Kimberly was illegal, though. Up to the top of the Capitol. Inside the dome.
That's very nice.
He walked with us, Tom Harkin. And always like, you know, Democrat and everything like
that. Well, and you know what? I think everybody should be term limited. I don't think anybody should be there for decades, Orrin Hatch has.
Yeah.
But, Orrin Hatch's best friend in the United States Senate was Ted Kennedy. And those are two guys that come from very different backgrounds and have radically different views. But the fact that they could work so hard to get along with one another is something that people are missing in politics these days, not just in terms of elected officials, but in terms of friends, families who think they can't be friends with someone because they're a Republican or a Democrat.
Look at Al.
Well, but I think Al I give more credit to because his differences with his family are personal. They're not political. He's not friends with his sister, not because she's differing political viewpoints, because
she's
done stuff that he doesn't like.
I don't really care what your political viewpoint is. I think, but that's the bigger problem.
If I don't call you at a Jets game? Or if I don't offer you the toffee?
No, you did. No. You offered everybody in the room the toffee. Okay.
even the video guy.
It to me again and then never reached for the box to actually give me the toffee. But I have to say, the toffee is magnificent.
By Robert Wagner toffee.
It is fantastic. I know, but what a line. Would you like some toffee from Robert Wagner? I mean, Who says that in this day and age? Who uses
some
that?
Some toffee from number two?
Right. That's what I mean.
You like that? I like that.
Brandy from Frank Sinatra. Here you go.
Right. Right. But no, but that's part of the problem today, I think, with social media. For the first time in a presidency, we have seen social media ruin relationships, family ties, all kinds of stuff, because people are just out of their minds on both sides. I can't believe you voted for so-and-so. I can't believe you voted for so-and-so. I'm not talking to you anymore. It's ridiculous.
Yes.
We all have to work together to fix this country. It can't be done by just one side.
Who is that man across from me?
I understand. Yes,
exactly.
Who is that man?
My Death Wish coffee that I'm drinking. That's
oh, man, that's great, though.
Oh, my God,
that is great.
Good.
It's Brian, great. My nephew
I don't know if I'll last
till
the end of the year, but, you know, listen, we're going out with a bang.
Welcome to Gad's Corner with Death
Wish.
Hi, everybody.
Sponsored by
Death Wish Coffee. Coming up, if we makes it to the break, we'll talk to another caffeine addict. How are you?
Charlie Finch is calling it. Professor Finch, always great to hear from you, Charlie. What's on your mind at 10 after 9 o'clock?
Thanks for your kind words, Joe. Remember when you sang Old Man River at the Friars for Lucille Ball and the Rat Pack at the Dean Martin dinner?
Gosh, you're right.
And Rickles kept calling her Lucy Testicle because she didn't like to work blue.
Yeah. Right. Were you there, Charlie, that night?
I was actually working on Gary Hart's presidential campaign and doing a roast at the Waldorf with Alan Zweibel, Ms. Miller, Mary something Miller from Mary Suzanne Miller, and Freddie Roman, who was the dean of the Friars.
Yeah.
Gary Hart had no sense of humor, and I got decided to organize a funder for him in 84, as long as he asked, at the Waldorf,
where
we roasted him. And you know what happened to him 3 years later, Senator Hart, great friend of Frank Morano's, by the way. But that's the only time I got to work, other than with yourself, with Alan Zweibel and Ms. Miller, two of the legendary Saturday Night
Professor
Live
Finch, do you keep in touch with the Zweibel?
I do not, unfortunately. Yeah. I have some health concerns. I mean, I was just privileged to be in the room. You know?
Yeah, he's
I
the best.
Advanced man and running Senator's Northeast operation. But I had a little taste of showbiz, just like I'm privileged to have with you.
Ah.
Now, there is someone already investigating Mueller and Comey. His name is Adam Horowitz. Jeff Sessions quietly appointed him last January. He is the Inspector General of the Department of Justice. His report will come out in March or April. It was because of him that Mueller had to leak the secret that this FBI agent, Sroge, who was part of both the Flynn and Hillary investigations, deputy of counterintelligence, was fired because Horowitz, and you can ask Professor Dershowitz about this, revealed that he was, you know, texting his girlfriend all these anti-Trump messages.
Right.
Now, as James Comey said when he was still FBI director a year ago, and you can look it up, like Casey Stengel, Mike Flynn never lied. There is a war going on in the deep state.
I know, it's so
and
true.
I call it the Terminators, Mueller and Comey versus the Transformers, President Trump, and all of us who are, you know, rowing oars for him.
Yeah, yeah. But Charlie.
The Flynn thing is just a cover, in my view.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, Charlie. Absolutely. It's a distraction. Thank you, Charlie
Best
Finch.
Best wishes of the season.
God bless you, too, Charlie. We'll talk to you soon. Charlie talks about the Friars Club. It's so funny because I remember that. I think I did do Old Man River, but then I sang to the old man to my left, Dean Martin to my right. I'm a kid. God, if I was 30 years old, I must have been 28, 29 years old. And I said to Mr. Sinatra, to my left, seated as the MC, Master Ceremonies for the night, I said, I love the way you pronounce the word you. I said, and people are looking, they're waiting, what am I going to do? No one had done the old man up to that point. So I break into the song that he did. I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. I do a big laughs. The old man looks at me. This is the way it happened. He looked at me, Jack Daniels in his left hand, cigarette in his right hand, Camel, filterless Camel in his right hand. He goes, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. So I looked down and go, oh, thank you, sir. I said, can I call you Frank? He looked up to me and said, no. No, that's the way it happened. Boom. He said, and how brilliant he is, because he knew how to play it. Biggest laugh of the night was him saying no to the young kid. You know, you're an Italian kid from Jersey. I like you, but don't push it. It was great. Thanks for remembering, Charlie. That was really monumental for me. Hey, Morris in Brooklyn, good morning. What's on your mind this morning?
Hi, good morning. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
I just had the Mike Flynn problem.
Yes.
I think I have a solution.
Please.
If he moves to San Francisco, which is a sanctuary city, they won't be able to touch him.
That's great. Morris, thank you. God, I love you guys. I love you when you're listening like that. Thank you so much. There it is. Go to Sanctuary City. They won't be able to touch him at all. That's great. Now that's a sketch
that's
on
funny.
Saturday
yeah,
Night Live. Funny. Morris, thank you. God bless you.
All
man.
He has to do is be deported and he'll be in good shape.
Yes. And oh my gosh. Oh, we joke about it, but it's true. If you go to a sanctuary city and then you know, like what happened, everybody's been, they get deported again. Now the Justice Department going after the
It's only five times, Joe. Come on.
Oh, Lord. And how do you justify it, Frankie? And how do most of the media didn't even report it? They let it go. They went after the Flynn situation. And they let the Kate Steinle thing just go away.
Well, I mean, it did get a lot of coverage when the story broke Thursday night, and it was all over Friday's papers. Part of the problem, part of the situation, though, is in this climate, not just because of Donald Trump, but he's a big part of it. There's just so much news being made any given day. I mean,
yeah,
if you don't look at television, radio, or your smartphone for 2 hours, you're like totally cut off from the news cycle. There's been a whole week's worth of headlines in 2 hours' time.
I know.
The news cycle's just moving so fast now.
Walk me through, Frank, if you would, 16 after 9 o'clock, and Professor Alan Dershowitz is going to join us. He's on TV. He is such in demand, kind enough. He's such a great guy. And you saw him at the Arthur's event.
Yes, and I've had the opportunity to meet him several times.
Yeah,
brilliant guy.
He really is a nice guy. We saw him at the Zionist Organization of America. He was great. Had a good time. So we're going to go to Alan Dershowitz when he's available this morning. And I want to also not forget John Anderson passed away.
Yes, 95 years old. John B. Anderson, congressman from Illinois for 20 years, someone that you satirized on Saturday Night Live quite well.
My first impression.
Is that right?
My very first impression.
Even before Jimmy Carter?
I believe John Anderson, and I put the ears out, and I kind of looked like him, which was, I mean, you know, no disrespect to the late, great John Anderson, but he was an independent running.
He was a Republican for 20 years, then he tried to run in the Republican primaries and couldn't compete with the Reagan juggernaut, and then ran in the general election as an independent. And not only did his candidacy in 1980, because of his challenges in the courts, pave the way for subsequent independent candidates for the next 30 years, because he challenged all these unconstitutional barriers to ballot access. Yeah, so guys like Perot, Ralph Nader, Gary Johnson, they wouldn't have even been on the ballot but for John B. Anderson in a lot of states. Mm-hmm. And from his in addition to being a very well-accomplished intellectual property rights lawyer, from 1980 to the time that he died, literally, was one of the most articulate advocates for better voting systems. He was a chairman of a group that I really respect called Fair Vote, and was really, he's going to be missed. He added a great deal to the political discourse.
He pulled 7%. If you hold me 7%, that's a lot of votes.
Well, and at one time, people forget this, in 1980, he was polling as high as 20%. And, you know, ultimately, when it became clear that he couldn't win, as what happens with a lot of third party and independent candidates, people said, oh, okay, you know, I'm going to try and vote for either Reagan or Carter, one of the guys that can win. And a lot of people say that Carter's decision not to debate Anderson and Reagan, because remember, John B. Anderson did a big debate with Ronald Reagan that Carter wouldn't participate in. A lot of people say that that contributed to Carter's defeat that year.
Wow. And Frankie, before we break, the FBI about Comey, and it's I don't like when the FBI is thrown under the bus. But when you hear other law enforcement officials, very astute, respected law enforcement officials say the FBI is a disarray, but it's not the rank and file. Because I speak with the rank and file, I see the rank and file, I meet the rank and file, Philadelphia, New York, in Newark, you know, we see the FBI. I have great regard for the Federal Bureau of Investigation. But apparently, did you see Tucker Carlson at all last night?
I didn't.
If you watched last night, very interesting, because there's things that are happening, like even in the Garland, Texas shooting. You know, apparently an FBI agent was right. This is Tucker talking. Was right with the shooters right to the last minute. What happened there? You know, I'm not sure exactly what happened there. What happened in Las Vegas? Why are we not finding out what happened with that mass shooting? Very curious what's happening in there. So, and I don't blame the rank and file, but it's curious to see what is going on with the hierarchy is the FBI? Is it just totally in line with the deep state in Washington, D.C.?
Oh, well, I think we could do hours and hours worth of analysis and exploration on that very question. But even President Trump went out of his way to attack the FBI as an institution this weekend. The FBI is completely out of control. Under the leadership of Comey and Mueller, it has been a totally not only political entity, which it always was, going back to J. Edgar Hoover, but it's not only political, but they're incompetent. I mean, if you look at all the warning signs they had going into the Orlando nightclub shooting, if you look at all the warning signs of the Chelsea bomber, you look at instance after instance of
Boston.
Them, you know, the Tsarnaev brothers. James Comey has mishandled investigation after investigation. Everything that we've heard in the run-up to September 11th says that it probably could have been prevented if the FBI would have simply shared information that it had at its disposal with both the CIA and local law enforcement. So the FBI, to me, has many, many stains on its reputation that's not even going back to what they were doing with both the FBI and the CIA were doing in terms of blackmailing and wiretapping Martin Luther King. Some of those revelations came out in the latest batch of Kennedy papers. But whether it's terrorism, whether it's political corruption, whether it's, this case with Robert Mueller where an FBI agent was overtly anti-Trump and yet tasked with handling such important interviews like interviewing General Flynn. I think the FBI needs to be totally reformed from the top down.
All right. Thank you, Frankie Five Boroughs.
Why, if you'll recall, Joe, that I urged appointment of someone like Ray Kelly as FBI director.
Yes, you said
because
that.
He was someone who had all the law enforcement bona fides on both a city level and a national level, but was from outside of the FBI.
Exactly.
You know, that's what you have to do at times. It's what the Yankees are trying to do now with Aaron Boone. It's what the Mets are trying to do with their new manager. Sometimes it takes a fresh set of eyes from the outside to reform the system.
Frankie Five Boroughs right there. Al, you want some toffee? You want some? Did you get enough? You want some more?
A small piece.
It's
just
good.
A small,
it
not that big. There was a iceberg in there toffee. No,
my Robert Wagner toffee, just for you. Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio with Frankie Five Boroughs, Big Al, 921. Robert Wagner, kind enough to send Christmas toffee. And is that Vinnie Reculia stuff over there in the corner that I see? That?
Yeah, one is, I think, a Panettone, and the other is some animal crackers. And
okay,
thank
you.
Delicious.
And great. You're welcome.
Fantastic.
Okay. I'm just trying to placate you and trying to keep you calm and everything.
Have I gotten excited?
No, actually, you're doing really good this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You know, I'm just trying to keep the peace after dissing you. I still feel guilty about the game.
I'm still talking to you. So you're better than my sister right now, right?
I mean, wouldn't it be great if he gives me the silence treatment on the radio?
That would be
Let's
great.
Go to Al in the news.
Not the news time yet. It's traffic time. See?
922. Brandy Scott is on the roads with all the traffic on AM 970. The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Still a slow ride out there on the Jackie Robinson heading westbound by Metropolitan Ave. That accident causing heavy delays. You're solid from the Kew Gardens interchange. We've got another hit eastbound on the belt right by Francis Lewis Boulevard. That has you stop and go from exit 21B. Disabled truck on the BQE westbound just after Queens Boulevard. That has the right lane blocked. Another disabled vehicle. This one's on the LIE tying things up on the westbound side approaching exit 24. Prospect stop and go on the westbound side. Exit 3 to the Gowanus. Accident just cleared out of the way there. And at your Hudson River crossings, it's 10 to 15 minutes inbound at the George Washington Bridge for the upper level. Lower level about 5 to 10. On the outbound side, we've got construction in the right lane. That's on the lower level till 2:30. Inbound at the Lincoln, 35 to 40. Inbound at the Holland, it's 15 to 20. Today, cloudy with showers on and off in the afternoon. Close to 60 degrees for the high. Wednesday, a mix of sun and clouds. Temperatures reach the high 40s. This report is brought to you by LayerGetLayer.com. Layer's federal-grade window film increases glass strength, blocks UV rays, and improves energy efficiency. Guaranteeing economical solutions for your home. Call 888-888-8000 today for your free quote or go on the web at Layer.com. I'm Brandy Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager fights to keep the good in the country.
I should lose credibility if I am wrong. Everything good is being warred on. Whatever is noble and kind and fine and elevated.
It is like the darker side of humanity.
Represented by our fellow citizens, not liberal, but on the left.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Michael Medved at 3 on AM 970. The Answer. In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts,
not just opinion. There is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, humanitarian rights instead, maybe, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, this is Michael Riedel from On the Town here on AM 970 The Answer. Now, my favorite American playwright is Edward Albee. He wrote Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf and A Delicate Balance. And a late masterpiece he wrote called Three Tall Women. Really a terrific play. And it is coming to Broadway in a revival starring Glenda Jackson, the great, great English actress. She has not been in the theater in a while because she took time out to become a member of Parliament. She got very political on us, but she's coming back to the theater to be in Three Tall Women with Laurie Metcalf, who is just in A Doll's House Part 2, for which she won the Tony Award. And they will be joined by Alison Pill. This is a really fascinating play about kind of an old, strange, mean woman, but you kind of go back into her past and you see the sort of events in her life that made her into the kind of monster that she is today. But it's a gripping, compelling play. Edward Albee's Three Tall Women. To get tickets, go to telecharge.com. That's telecharge.com. You don't want to miss Edward Albee's Three Tall Women.
Hi. Hi, Al.
Professor Dershowitz coming up. We're standing by. The toffee's unbelievable, right?
I want to eat the whole box, and I'd be 800 pounds when I walked out.
Well, I looked at the back, and it's not so bad. It's about...
I don't even.
No.
I don't care.
One piece.
I haven't even eaten my apples yet.
One piece, the total fat, 17 grams.
Why? Oh, yeah. So why not? Let me have six more pieces. Shove down my fat gullet.
This is great.
I need an apple.
I don't eat that. Yeah. Oh, you get it. Where is the app?
I got two of them. Big fan here today.
Goes. He's going. I speak about great things. We love DR Catering. If you have to cater and someone says to you, we want you to cater the corporate party. Oh, we have guests coming over. Don't get upset. Don't go, what? What? Oh, my gosh. Just call DR Catering. 201-673-7380. Dominic standing by. Classy guy. Nice guy. The food is spectacular. The professional and friendly staff at DR Catering will help you with every step of the way, from budget planning, staffing, location selection, to floral design and decor, pharmaceutical catering, social, corporate. Let DR Catering cater your next business or your personal private party or your lunch. DR Catering, that's what they specialize in. We've seen it. They are the official caterers of AM 970 The Answer. They've come out to the house. Can't tell you enough about Dominic and DR Catering. 201-673-7380 or go to drcatering.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Where's the Christmas music?
I couldn't get any Christmas music loaded in time, and you looked like you were going to need the Heimlich in about 6 seconds, so I figured I might have to run over.
I have got, as you could hear in my voice, I got like a nasal thing happening. Michael has the same thing, so I'm about to, we're off the air yesterday. And I go, oh, what's going on? Everything okay? Well, Michael, you're not feeling good. Boom. I take him to the doctor because I'm a worry wart. I am a hypochondriac worry wart for my kids. So I take Mikey, call the doctor.
That's your phone. Got to be your phone.
Oh. Yep.
Yeah, oh, it
sure
is.
Enough.
Oh, you know what that is?
It says divorce.
It does. I've never seen that in my life. The phone is
ringing. Who would that be?
The phone is ringing, and it says in big, bold letters, divorce. And actually, that's actually not a ringer. It's an alarm clock. It's about time for him to get divorced.
No, it's about time to pay my alimony, maybe.
This is the time of year he gets divorced.
That was great.
So let me explain.
Wow.
What I get.
Please do.
Please. So, again, I want to reiterate. So, Joe's phone just started ringing, and
it
says in big, bold letters, divorce.
It's, that is the place where I pay the alimony to.
You have to go through the police. You have to go through the state. It's so
that's
archaic.
How you remember it. It's so nice.
It's so abusive. Mm. And they will call and they will tell me that I have a credit.
You haven't done this or you haven't done that. Right.
Well, yeah. Usually they tell you, that's what I said. I said, what's happening? They said, well, now your daughter's 18. Maybe now you don't have to pay, which I continue to pay. They never get it right. I have to tell you this right now. They right. never get anything right.
They don't know that you're working until 10 in the morning.
They are inept. Yeah. Like, forgive me. And I love them over there. Right. In my mind, this is me talking and not saying in a derogatory fashion, it's like a criminal organization. It'd be easier to deal with the mafia. And if you're paying alimony and they say, oh, it's child support. There is no such thing as child support in the state of New Jersey. Mm. It's all extortion, ransom money.
Is this Mr. Pasaco Poe on the phone?
They don't know. So that's what that is. Now, I'm telling you, what they're going to say is, oh, we have this and we want to make sure that it's put in the right account. There they go. Or it's something, they have to notify you. Listen to this. There's a cost of living increase in divorce. There's a cost of living
Social Security.
No. When you pay alimony, there's a cost of living for whoever you're. If you're paying, whoa. Oh, we've added that could be a cost. Saying, we've just let you know there's a cost of living in this month's pay.
Really? Oh,
excuse me. How about my cost of living? What if I take a hit this month? What if I have a bad month as a small businessman?
That doesn't matter.
Doesn't count. And we've gone before judges, and I have said, Your Honor, you have good. I'm a small businessman. I have good months. I have bad months. I have good times and bad times. Can you just maybe kind of give me a little
it should be
leeway.
A percentage, like the government.
Leeway. Or just something. I'll have to call them up to see. But you guys are cracked up laughing.
But I like how you remembered it in the phone.
That's the way I put it. It's just, listen, most of my life.
I don't want to see the rest of your phone, but that was interesting.
Most of my life is responsibilities exactly like that. So taking Mikey to the doctor.
See, you should relabel that as? Third collection. Yeah, I have the first collection of shirts, the second collection. That's the third collection.
Oh, you have no idea. And they don't want it. It's not a man issue. It's not a father issue. I have my friend.
It's a money issue.
I tell you, my buddy Stacy, the great guy, I don't even want to think of what she paid already to her husband. And then the guy, they don't do anything. They just take the money. And I want a judge sits on a bench and goes, are you working or not? Get the heck out of my courtroom.
Should have been like my friend and his ex-wife.
What happened?
They've settled it amicably without a lawyer.
I have tried.
They took care of everything.
Do they have children?
Yes, one child, worked the whole thing out, and he actually could have asked her for alimony and did not. I mean, they both do very well for themselves, so he said, no, I'm not going to do
that. Then I told you about the makeup artist I had in Los Angeles, 9:31 with Joe and Frankie now.
What's she on there?
No, she was a makeup artist.
On the phone?
No, the makeup.
Makeup?
No, makeup LA. So she was a cop for 15 years, something like that. Had a great, she had a great package, a retirement package. Yeah, then she went into makeup. It was great. And her ex, her husband, did nothing, didn't work, went after her for pension and welfare. Tried to take the pension and welfare back. But even in California, you know what the judge said? No, get out.
My mom tried to do that with my dad.
Yeah.
She did. She claimed that she was with him for 25 years.
Well, that's
another story. You know, she was deserving
of it. That's another story.
Judge said absolutely not.
You know, and also, like with my first wife, Nancy was always there. She worked when I couldn't find a job. When I was struggling, and I would go to auditions all around this great city, and I would go, she would wait in the car for me, and then she worked as a legal secretary. Right. She supported me. She, you know what? When the time came, and she amicably, we wanted to step away because she didn't like entertainment, whatever it was, boom, take the money, enjoy it, thank you for your help. I understand that.
Right.
But now it's out of hand.
Right. Well, Mike,
I'm going to be railing about this for the next 2 hours.
But this is all Frank is taking all this information going in. I'm never getting married. I'm never getting married. My mom, the day my dad was buried.
Don't tell me.
We weren't 20 minutes away from the cemetery. We're having the repast.
Yeah.
And I get a phone call from her. Did you get anything in the will? I go, are you kidding me? Are you for real? They haven't even put a shovel of dirt on the guy. And she's like, but you had to get some. I said, Mom, he didn't have anything. I don't want anything. I don't care. You know, it was all dollars and cents.
Oh, please. You can't believe. Hey, Piscopo in the morning. It's 9:33. We're going to reach out to Alan Dershowitz. And shortly, Alan's doing a lot of media now. Because he said, he's the guy that said, and he's a Democrat. He's a liberal Democrat, Professor Dershowitz. And he said that there's no obstruction of justice toward this president. But they won't let it go, Frankie.
No, I mean, to me, this is abominable. I mean, it shouldn't matter whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. Democrat. I mean, what they're doing to President Trump and forcing everything he does to be under this cloud of investigation, where there's no limit on how much money that we can spend on it, no length of time, an unlimited length of time. It's really preposterous to me. I think it's a shame.
You're right. Thank you, Frankie.
And I'd be saying the same thing if Hillary Clinton was going through this.
Yeah, exactly.
Uranium One.
Thank you, Frankie Fibros. So we're going to Al's now. I'm going to check out what that call was for. If I'm not back, that means the sheriff is knocking at the door of the radio station, and that's something I did wrong.
Outside.
9:34, Piscopo in the morning. Big Al Cotullo standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
53 degrees at 9:34. I'm Al Cotullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A Long Island village is hoping a turbojet engine will help keep the power going for tens of thousands of residents in the event of blackouts and natural disasters like Superstorm Sandy. Officials in Freeport are talking up a successful overhaul of the village's electric power generator. It's a modified jet engine commonly used to power many Boeing 747s. Village officials say it will provide greater efficiency and electrical power to the Northeast grid while also lowering the price for over 45,000 local ratepayers. Oscar-winning director Quentin Tarantino is developing a Star Trek movie. The online magazine Deadline reports Tarantino sold Paramount on what he called a great idea for a Star Trek feature. The studio reportedly is now putting together a group of writers to turn Tarantino's idea into an actual movie. Deadline speculates that Tarantino might direct the movie if he likes what the writers develop. It would be one of the first times he's directed something that isn't his original idea. In sports, as you heard right here on AM 970, The Answer last night, Islanders won for the fifth time in six games, surviving with a shootout win against the Panthers 5-4. Islanders will be in Tampa tonight to play the Lightning. We'll have that game face-off set for shortly after 7:30. Giants shaking things up. Head coach Ben McAdoo, general manager Jerry Reese, both dismissed on Monday. Defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo will serve as interim coach. Assistant general manager Kevin Abrams will be the interim GM. Knicks fell behind by as many as 38 in a 115-97 loss to the Pacers. Nets knocked off the Hawks 110-90, and St. John's Hoops tonight. They'll play Grand Canyon. That's on The Answer starting at 11:30. Stuck in traffic, Brandy Scott's got the answer.
The Jackie Robinson is the one to avoid if you can on the westbound side. It's a slow crawl getting over to Metropolitan Ave. We've got an accident causing heavy delays. Your stop and go from the Kew Gardens interchange. Another hit. This one's on the belt eastbound right by Francis Lewis Boulevard. That has you very heavy from 21B. Disabled truck still out there on the BQE westbound just after Queens Boulevard. That has the right lane blocked. Another disabled vehicle on the LIE making it a rough ride westbound approaching exit 24. Your stop and go from Utopia Parkway westbound on the Cross Bronx. Very busy between the Bruckner and 3rd Ave. The Deegan southbound stop and go exit 13 to Yankee Stadium. In New Jersey, we've got a crash on Route 4 in Teaneck right by Bell Boulevard. That has you solid on the eastbound side from Hackensack Ave and 24 westbound in Short Hills. An overturned vehicle is waiting for you, blocking two lanes by exit 7. Heavy delays start from 78. Today, cloudy with showers on and off in the afternoon. Close to about 60 degrees for the high. Wednesday, mix of sun and clouds. Temperatures will reach the high 40s. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by ShopVac. Constantly finding yourself with a big mess that needs to be cleaned up? Hurry down to Lowe's today to pick up your ShopVac brand wet-dry vacuum with new advanced motor technology, starting at just $79.
Did you know that each capsule of Balance of Nature has 10 complete servings of over 31 different fruits and vegetables? No fillers, no additives, nothing but 100% pure fruits and vegetables in vegetarian capsules at a cost of about 20 cents per serving. Created by Dr. Douglas Howard, Balance of Nature is the only pure whole food supplement available. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and you see, smell, and taste real produce. People report that their skin looks better, they have fewer aches and pains, and they have a lot more energy. To celebrate Balance of Nature's 20th anniversary, they are offering their best deal ever. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. 1-800-2468-751 and use the promo code The Answer or go to balanceofnature.com. But please be sure to use the promo code The Answer. Balance of Nature, 1-800-2468-751. Promo code The Answer.
Uber recently announced the breach of 57 million passengers and drivers' information. You need to take steps to get protection. Be among the millions who trust their identity protection to LifeLock. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect if your person personal information is being used by thieves for a range of threats to your identity. From your info appearing on the dark web to payday loans in your name or any number of other threats. If there's a problem, one of their identity restoration agents will work to fix it. They know the steps to take and calls to make to resolve problems as quickly as possible. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but rest assured that LifeLock has been helping people come out on the bright side of identity theft for over a decade. Join starting at $9.99 plus applicable sales tax. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK to get 10% off when you enter the promo code Prager. That's promo code Prager.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 11 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Well, you know Dasher and Dancer and
Bing.
Prancer and Vixen.
Bing.
Comet and Cupid and
Donner
and Blitzen.
I love this.
Ah, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Watch it, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game.
Bing Crosby with Piscopo in the morning, 9:41. So, you know, I never even thought about Bing Crosby. It was way before my time. So, boom, there he is. Then you revisit him later through Frank Sinatra, when I would watch him on, what was it, Sergeants and the Seven Hoods? Robin and the Seven Hoods and Sergeants. There was another Sergeants 3. What was the name of the Frank Sinatra movie with that? Whatever it was, there was a series, and Bing Crosby was in those movies, and it was spectacular. You've either got or you haven't got style. Love that. Love that. And he to me, had the best voice of everybody. Everybody.
Absolutely.
How many wives did he have now?
I believe only two. His second wife, Catherine Grant Crosby, still living. Still very
active. I get the call. The phone buzzes. It says divorce on it, because I know they're going to say something about where you're supposed to put the money, what laws have changed. There's a cost of living increase that you now owe more, whatever it is. So, you know what that call was about? And I think it's okay to mention on the air. They said you can stop paying child support to your 18-year-old.
Nice. That's great.
They
Congratulations.
Let me know. Now, they let me know in August. Of course, I just didn't let it go because I think I have an agreement, because I'm a smart guy,
right,
and I made a side agreement with my wife. I believe that I would keep paying it anyway, because that's why would I keep the money for myself?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Why would I put the money in retirement when I could give it to an ex-wife?
Exactly.
When, I mean, on, and to whoever she's with. I mean, really. So, isn't that they call?
It's better than Santa. Even Santa stops when you're 18.
That's right.
Calling
this, calling this stocking.
Now, but technically, I could use that phone call in a court of law, Your Honor. They told me I don't have to pay anymore, but I keep doing what I think is the right thing. So I'll be working. But, hey, listen, I meet more than 90. Isn't that great, Mrs. Capalbo? She's 93.
That is great.
How great is that now?
Terrific.
And she is so, and she was so energetic, so full of life,
so loving every minute of it. She just wanted to meet people. We sat, and her daughter Sue was there from Capalbo's yesterday with Mary at the Giardino d'Oro, which is great. Benny, they do such a great job over there on Gold Street. And so Sue gets the car, and she goes, "Oh, Mom's going to wait, Joe. Thank you." I go, no. I'm gonna wait with Mrs. Capalbo. I'm going to wait, and we're going to sit. We sat and like went inside like an apartment building where they were having some kind of Christmas party. We crashed the party. Listen to this. And I'm sitting with Mrs. Capalbo, and she told me all that she did through the years, all how the positive energy that she has, how she goes, age is just it's a matter of my friend's 105, you know, my friend, this is the what I like. This is the way I like to approach life in that regard. Just put it all aside. That's why I don't even think of it. You say, "Oh, Joe, you're going too fast. You're going like that." What am I going to do? Slow down? You're going to slow down and just walk the dog around with the little doggy bag around there?
Not your style.
Hey, come on. Oh, I'm going to go walk the dog, honey. All right. I got to put it on a leash and bring the doggy bag with me. No, I ain't going to do that. I'm going to run with that dog on the beach in slow motion, Frankie. Slow motion. Joe running down the beach with the dog right by my side. And if I go down and I grab my chest and I go, "Oh, my gosh, I'm dying," so be it. But I will die in action.
I don't doubt that for a second.
9:44, Piscopo in the morning. Is Brandy standing by for us already? Let's go to Brandy Scott. She's got the traffic for you on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
That accident on the Jackie Robinson finally cleared out of the way by Metropolitan Ave. All lanes are now open, but it's still a very slow ride on the westbound side. You're heavy from the Kew Gardens interchange. Van Wyck southbound also solid between the LIE and the Jackie Robinson because of that earlier crash. Disabled truck jamming things up on the westbound side of the BQE. The right lane is blocked by exit 39. Right lane is also out on the LIE westbound by Cassinia Boulevard. Another disabled vehicle there. Southbound Cross Island, we've got an accident on the ramp for the LIE. In New Jersey, eastbound Route 4, you're on the brakes. We've got a crash right by Bell Avenue Teaneck. Another hit on 21 southbound in Newark by Chester Ave. Your stop and go from around exit 5. At your Hudson River crossings, no delays inbound at the George Washington Bridge. You're in great shape, both the upper and lower level. On the outbound side, we've got road work blocking the right lane. That's going to be out there till 2:30. Inbound at the Lincoln will cost you 35 to 40 minutes. Inbound at the Holland, about a 15-minute wait. Alternate side street parking is in effect today. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
How did Joe Piscopo start your morning?
Fix where the problem is emanating from. Fix that, and that is jobs. Create jobs there, and that's what I'd like to see from Washington, by the way. How about going to these stressed areas where all this crime is occurring and creating jobs? It's going to take 10 years, 20 years, 30 years to turn it around, but let's start there. In the name of God Almighty, let's start there.
Listen to Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
New Yorkers, you're paying the most in taxes and getting the worst corruption in the nation. Albany is ripping you off. They don't think you're paying attention. It's time to reclaim New York. Join Reclaim New York Initiative at ReclaimNYNow.org and remind politicians they work for you. For you. This is What's Your Wrinkle with plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry.
Have you had an aging spurt? You know what that is. All of a sudden, you see wrinkles and sagging eyelids and, oh my goodness, jowls. Almost overnight, you look older. I tackle aging spurts with eyelid and facelifts and office procedures like Botox, peels, and Ulthera, and the brand new jowl lifting Instalift. And I creatively use wrinkle filler to help bring back your natural beauty without distorting your features. Let's sit down and spend an hour together. I'll design a program that can help restore your appearance and one that's within your budget. Your solution might be as simple as having moles removed. My offices are on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan and in Somerset, New Jersey. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. And check me out on the web at perryplasticsurgery.com. That's perryplasticsurgery.com. And mention you heard plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry on AM 970, and you'll receive a bottle of my nighttime serum during your consultation.
Your new landscaping looks amazing. Who did you use?
I found a great local pro on HomeAdvisor.
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. It's really easy to use. I just put in what I need, and then they connect me with background check pros who can help.
Did you find your painter there, too?
Yep. I use HomeAdvisor for everything.
How much does it cost?
It's free. And check it out. I can even book an appointment online.
That's so easy. How did I not know about HomeAdvisor?
Go to HomeAdvisor.com now or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Cloudy today, breezy and milder. Just a touch of rain or drizzle in some areas this morning. Occasional rain in the afternoon today, high 60. Tonight, cloudy and windy with periods of rain ending late, low 48. Breezy and cool tomorrow's clouds give way to some sunshine. Temperatures falling in the morning, then recovering to an afternoon high of 49. Thursday, sunshine and some clouds, breezy and chilly, the high 47. AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe Lundberg, Parian and Sons of Franklin Lakes. That's where you got to go for some great gift-giving ideas. Parian and Sons offers a wide selection of fine jewelry and watches, diamond engagement rings, top designers such as Charles Kripel and Bellari and J.B. Star, watches by Ebel, Maurice Lacroix, and Oris. Parian and Sons is the only jewelry store with the famous diamond buyback guarantee. And after that phone call, I'll be going to Parian and Sons. Get that famous. I love this. It's so innovative. The diamond buyback guarantee. Parian and Sons, Franklin Lakes. Got to check it out. It's on 832 Franklin Avenue. Beautiful town of Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Parian and Sons are celebrating their 96th year. For all your gift giving needs, your great gift giving needs, please go to Parian and Sons of Franklin Lakes, New Jersey.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
It's 9:49 with Joe Piscopo on the radio, AM 970. The Answer, Alan Dershowitz, Harvard Law Professor, prominent legal scholar, best-selling author, allows me to call him Avi from Brooklyn. He is in such demand this week, particularly kind enough to join the Piscopo show. Professor, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us, Alan.
I love being on your show. You give me nostalgia. You bring me back to Brooklyn. You call me Avi. Come on. Nobody's called me Avi in years. Even my wife calls me Alan. My old friends call me Avi.
I am honored, as everyone around you, we talked about it last time at the Zionist Organization of America. I said, Avi, you went Joe. And everybody went, oh, you call him Avi. We should have played stickball right there. We should have played stickball, Alan.
Hey, I was a pretty darn good stickball
player. I heard.
Yeah. I was a two-sewer guy. You see, the difference, when I grew up in Borough Park in Brooklyn, there were no cars. If a car came down the street, somebody was dead or dying or something happened. So we could play stickball on the street without it being interrupted. Maybe every three innings, a car would come by. And you know who lived down the block?
Who's that?
Never played stickball, though. Sandy Koufax. He was the greatest basketball player in our neighborhood. The guy was incredible as a basketball player. Who knew he was a pitcher?
My gosh, that's unbelievable. But you were a two-sewer stickball guy?
Two-sewer guy. I was a two-sewer guy.
Because
never three sewers. I was not a three-sewer guy. Whitey Hirsharn was the only three-sewer guy in our neighborhood. But I was a two-sewer guy.
I wonder what Whitey's doing now, Professor, huh?
I can tell you what Whitey's. He lives in Florida.
Yeah?
He became a camp director. He's a wonderful, wonderful guy. He was the great athlete of our generation. Guy in the world.
Avi, you are so neighborhood. We love you for that, man. And Professor, to the world affairs, if I may, the Supreme sure. Court ruled in favor of the president's travel ban.
I predicted it. And, you know, the reason I've been so accurate in predicting, I'm not smarter than anybody else. I'm just more neutral and objective. I don't put hope over ability to see what the courts are likely to do. I don't like this travel ban particularly, but I understand the Constitution, and I knew the Supreme Court would uphold at least large parts of it. I also got the Flynn thing right from the beginning. And because, again, I'm not trying to make my prediction self-fulfilling because I don't have a dog in the fight.
Yeah,
I'm just
yeah.
trying to be an objective legal yeah. analyst, and yeah. that's why I've been accurate.
Well, and here's a question. I'm going to blame Arthur Idala and Frank Morano for this question, but I have to ask. It's so funny. You were publicly praised by President Trump in a tweet. Does that allow you to significantly raise your hourly rate for legal fees, sir?
No, but it makes me lose weight. I'll tell you why. Because nobody from my liberal side invites me to dinner anymore. So, you know, every tweet that President Trump puts forward praising me, I lose 3 pounds. Because I don't get invited to dinners. My liberal friends consider me a pariah.
No, but you were at Mar-a-Lago, you told us on the show, Professor, okay. and then the president came over, and what's the first thing you said was, you know, I didn't vote for you. What am I doing
here? I didn't vote for you. And he said, you're one of the very few who didn't.
Did he really say that to you?
That's oh, yeah. Great. Oh, I'm absolutely. Yeah, with a smile on his face, obviously. Yeah.
I'd love
yeah.
that. Professor, tell me, if you would, what you think of the effect of the guilty plea by General Flynn to cooperate will mean for the Mueller probe.
I think it shows a weakness in the probe. The last thing a prosecutor ever wants to do is indict his key witness for lying. He would have much preferred to indict him for a conspiracy involving higher-ups, but he didn't have anything. So he goes after him for lying, makes him an easy witness for any defense attorney to destroy. Can you imagine Arthur Idella having this guy on the stand? Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the guy admitted to lying. He'll say to his grandmother, he's, you know, you can easily destroy the credibility of a witness who has been given a deal for lying to the FBI. If he's lying to the FBI, why should we believe him now?
It's true. And Professor Dershowitz, should they end the Mueller probe either through Congress cutting off funding or the president firing Mueller?
No, I think we should let it go to its conclusion. I think what we're going to get is a series of small indictments that we're seeing now, low-hanging fruit, the equivalent of political jaywalking. We'll get some people for failing to fill out their forms properly, or in Flynn's case, for lying to the FBI about something that wasn't even a crime. What he was talking about was not only not a crime, trying to stop the Security Council, the UN, from implementing President Obama's horrible revenge against Netanyahu by allowing that UN resolution to go through. Trump's people try to stop it to their credit. And Flynn lied about that because he probably thought it was a crime, but he was wrong.
And now the president's critics say that when he tweeted that he knew Flynn lied to the FBI, right, that this is an indication that he's guilty of obstruction of justice. Is that true, Professor?
Absolutely not. He could easily have just pardoned him if he wanted to.
Right.
The fact that you know somebody has committed a crime doesn't mean that you've obstructed justice. I go to the defense, to the prosecution all the time and say to prosecutors, look, my client may have committed a crime, but go easy with him. He's a good guy. He's a war veteran. He's charitable. He's done this. He's done that. He's helped humanity. That's what criminal defense lawyers do all the time. The president has special authority over the Justice Department and the FBI. He can tell them what to do and what not to do. Jefferson did that. Lincoln did that. President Kennedy did that. Franklin Delano Roosevelt did that. It's been done from the beginning, and suddenly we're deciding that it's a crime to tell the Justice Department who to prosecute, who not to prosecute, who to investigate, who not to investigate. No, that's not what the framers of the Constitution had in mind.
And Alan, we appreciate your valuable time. Donald Trump's lawyer, John Dowd, said that a sitting president cannot be charged with obstruction of justice.
He's wrong. He's wrong. He can be charged if he does something beyond his constitutional authority. If he does what Nixon did, tells his subordinates to lie to the FBI, pay hush money to witnesses, destroy evidence, or what Clinton did, allegedly, telling witnesses like Monica Lewinsky to lie when she's approached by the authorities. That can be the basis for obstruction. What can't be the basis is pardoning anybody the way President Bush did or firing somebody the way President Trump did.
And Professor, I'm confused by this whole bakery thing, this Colorado bakery thing. You have to give us your analysis, if you would, of the case.
Very simple.
Please.
This is a fraudulent case. These people are not doing it for religious reasons. They're doing it for bigotry. Here's my proof. The New Testament, they claim to be Christians, the New Testament absolutely prohibits divorce. And if they were real Christians, they would refuse to bake cakes for any divorced couple that was trying to now remarry. The New Testament doesn't say a thing about gay couples or gay marriage. This is bigotry. If you're very religious and you're a Christian, you don't bake cakes for divorced couples. That is as clear as can be under the Christian religion. And gay rights is far, far less clear. Jesus never pronounced on the issue of gay. He did pronounce on the issue of divorce. So I think it's hypocrisy.
Avi Dershowitz. Alan, it's always great to see you. I know Frankie saw you at Arthur's party. I saw you at the Zionist Organization of America.
It's great to see how you
get around town, how you stay on. You're on every television show, yet you take time to come on the old Piscopo show. And maybe
I always do. I always do.
Listen, it's a privilege.
Well, you have to make sure you call me. I'm going to be 80 not long from now.
Wow.
So call me on my 80th birthday.
Oh, that
will. Well, you can sing me happy birthday,
you
Avi.
Look, I happy birthday, Avi. I will. That would be my honor, sir. Thank you, Alan. Thank you so much. Avi Dershowitz, Brooklyn's finest right there. Harvard Law professor, prominent legal scholar, and best-selling author. Thank you, Frankie, for putting that together. Frankie, thanks for a great show, as always.
Thank you, Joe.
Wild show. Here we go on the YouTube and on this wacky new thing the kids watch, this Facebook thing. Thank you, boys. We appreciate it very much. And Albert, thank you. Toffee, did you want some Robert Wagner?
No, I'm good.
A little more?
Maybe I'll have that for the movie tonight when I'm going to the movies.
birthday.
You going to movies? What are you going to
see? Sammy Hagar. He's doing his a movie presentation of his concerts in Cabo for his birthday.
And we will break that down 6 a.m. tomorrow.
No, we didn't even break down the Giants firing.
The answer. I know. We got to get to that tomorrow. Yeah. Mamma mia. So much to talk about. Jersey Joe on the radio. Thanks so much for listening. Go out and make it the best Tuesday you've ever had, please. You know why? Because you deserve it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.